been in their homes. You didn't see my sisters very rarely. And yeah, it's as for, we used to be into a situation of having to do certain things. You have to march to school, church, everywhere. Very little freedom. Although we were treated okay in the home, didn't like the tripe and onions that we were given for dinner most of the time, or the porridge that we had for breakfast. I did get a six of the best for pinching an apple out of our own orchard. Like on a Saturday night, we used to have what they call a laundry night. And that's where they would come round, you'd stand on your locker in the lounge, and they would come round with a laundry basket. You used to stand on these lockers with just your under in your underwear, and comes round, you take your vest off, drop them into the basket, come round again, you take your underpants off, turn them inside out. If there's any marks on there, they used to rub your nose in it and put it in. You used to have to go to school if you had holes in your shoes. We used to put cardboard in there. Yeah. But as for a social life, there was no social life really. And there was always, my father, who was at sea at the time, used to pay for us to be in Dr. Bernardo's. But the others, and children there, or the boys used to be there, used to change so often, get moved on or something like that. So you can never really form any friendship. Like, you know, yes, we had our outings to different places, mainly to St. Ives, and you used to have a big saffron bun for your tea type of thing. I was a bit luckier than my sisters, because I used to be occasionally allowed to go over to my gran at a weekend, and we used to have to go over by ferry to Flushing, which only took about 5 minutes. But on a Sunday night coming back, we have to get the rowing boat from Flushing to what we call Greenbank in Falmouth. Then I used to have to walk home to St. Barnabas home.